When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jarrett, good morning. How are you?
Mully and Haw, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Jarrett.
You know, we're pleased the Bears won a game. More than anything else, we're very pleased that they got back to 500, and they've won now twice at home, and the quarterback doesn't throw picks at home. Great stuff.
Well, hey, well, listen to this, Mully. I mean, just imagine if they just would play all their games down by the lakefront. They'd be 4-0 right now, man. They don't lose. They don't lose at home, but great. I'm here for watching Caleb's development, and for me, that's what's exciting. Each week, he seems to keep getting better and better, and that's all you can hope for. And I know people have been on these airwaves over the last, you know, today and also yesterday as well. You know, you don't have the eye-popping stat numbers that everybody is hoping for when you look around the league as some of these other quarterbacks for Caleb. But the one thing is I feel good. No turnovers. You know, 157 yards, a touchdown. And to me, it might not be those crazy plays that make Sports Center or whatever. But, I mean, the throw to DJ Moore was just a straight dime in the back of the end zone. I don't know how he even saw that with dudes like just all around him to make that throw. And he had another big throw to Cole Kmet up the middle. I mean, those are promising. I love seeing those. And hopefully this offense can keep going, keep finding balance. That's going to be on Shane Waldron to kind of put these guys in situations to be successful. My biggest issue is I got to give him credit. You guys, I'm giving him credit. I mean, second half, he established the run, committed to the run. He's got to find a way to get this offense going early. You can't be trying to play pickup. He does a great job coming out of the half and figuring out how to kind of change some stuff up. It needs to be more consistent from the start in getting this offense going so they can get in the rhythm.
And a young quarterback needs a running game. They ran for 131 yards, Jarrett. But as you point out, they need to continue to emphasize that. It'll benefit Caleb Williams. My question for you is from a running back perspective. We saw DeAndre Swift finally get some daylight, and he ran to it. We saw Roschon Johnson used as a nice compliment. And I just wonder, because DeAndre Swift, he's not – Dave Wansett was here an hour ago, and he said some things that are pretty damning for a running back, saying he's gotten 2 yards where other guys would have gotten four when he runs between the tackles. What do you see when you see DeAndre Swift run? And through four games, how would you evaluate his success or failure?
Well, Dave, I just knew he was hearing a lot of the rumblings outside that locker room, just saying, you know, the money that he got to the fit in this offense, and a lot of people, you know, I don't know. I knew and saw what he did, especially in Philly, but that offensive line was totally, totally different. He's not a guy that wants to be able to run downhill. That's why you see a lot of those ISO plays and everything up going up the gut is given to Roschon Johnson because he just runs hard in between those tackles. But what we did see early on in that game was a lot of running to the right. They felt like they had an advantage there and to get him a little bit more space. And the hardest part is the first couple of weeks, those holes aren't there. He's dancing around kind of the backfield trying to figure it out. And some of that's what sometimes you have to do when guys are getting blown off the ball and they're kind of sitting in and where your read's supposed to go. But he is a guy that what I saw on Sunday is what I think of him. Get him in space, get him outside, get him to the edge because he is quick. He is fast. He can get out there and find ways to get north and south. But I think it's the other intangibles with him when it comes to the passing game of getting him out in space. And listen, the Rams were trying to give Caleb everything underneath. And hey, if they're going to do that, take it. And a guy like Swift can not only take a short little dump off pass, and we saw it. He can scat a little bit and get yards after catch. So he's not your power back. He's more of a little finesse guy, but it worked for him watching him on that touchdown run. I mean, came up, hopped over a defender, and the next thing you know, got north and south and got to the end zone. So it's been a mixed bag, I think, early on. I still have that feeling, and I don't know if it's wrong, but I want to see more Roschon Johnson. I want to see him carry the ball a little bit more. Sometimes I think money – how much you're getting paid determines that. Or also if you're Khalil Herbert not being drafted by this regime of not actually seeing any touches. So it's a little baffling to me, but that I knew that was the case coming into this season, Dave, because there was that running back room was stacked. There was just a bunch of guys and there's only one football to be carried. So it was going to be hard to get touches, but we know Roschon is drafted by this regime and we know that Swift got paid. And so sometimes you're the odd man out, but more Roschon. And I want to see if DeAndre Swift can replicate this coming up into this Panthers game and finding ways, but getting him the ball in space is never a bad thing because he can make things happen.
It's interesting because I think that the Bears winning that game, getting the running game going a little bit, we've been speculating what are the weaknesses of this team, and one of them, you know, hey, don't pick up dumb penalties, don't get pre-snap penalties, and David pointed out their run defense is taking a step back this year.
Yeah, you got to find ways. I mean, that's the hard part, but also too, Molly, I think it's we're going to start maybe seeing that slip even more if the offense can't hold up their end of the bargain, right? I mean, what we've been seeing is his defense, and we've all gave them a lot of compliments because of them keeping this team in the games. But the hardest thing is that they're on the field for a long time. And so when you're on the field for a long time, things happen. But yes, you got to get stronger at the point of attack. You got to find ways to be able to clog up some of those holes, and you're going to have to be able to stop the run a little bit more. But as much as of an issue that it is, Molly, I mean, I give credit to this defense for how they've been holding this team together. They are the backbone of this team this season, and it's been fun. It's been fun to watch, and watching guys like Jaquan Brisker have his best game as a Bear, and watching the swag that these guys have, you know, on that defense. Guys talking about they're going to make plays, like that last play with Matthew Stafford, like that first play, like who's going to get that pick? I love that attitude from this defense. They have to find ways to be able to hunker down just a little bit more and stop the run and to give them some more opportunities to be able on the back end to create some more turnovers.
This segment with Jarrett Payton is brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. All right, Jarrett, so this may sound absurd, but this is Chicago, and you worry about teams getting ahead of themselves and inflating the importance of one victory. How concerned are you about the Bears' ability to handle success going into a game they should win against the Panthers, coming off a victory they needed to have?
I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned. Who's quarterback? The Red Rifle.
Yes.
Andy Dalton. Yeah, I'm good. I'm cool. You know, okay. I think I.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think that they are, as the young kids would say, like, you know, kind of feeling themselves a little bit too much. I think they got a win against a beat up Rams squad. And listen, they took care of business. I think for them, it's that 24-hour mentality. You enjoy that win, and I think it's on to the next one. But we see the parity in this league, David. It is so tough. And that is coming from a guy that is, you know, betting on these games every week. You think you know you're going to, the Jets are definitely going to beat the Broncos. That doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, things just in this league. So every Sunday you step out onto the field, you got to bring your best. And to me, that comes with not only the guys inside that locker room, but it comes with the coaching. It comes with everybody kind of, you know, Matt Eberflus and his squad being able to keep these guys in line and keep the blinders on. And fixing some of, to me, it's can you fix, like Molly was talking about, the little tiny things? How you do the little things is how you do everything. That's my motto. I just told my son that this morning. So can you fix those penalties and stop shooting yourself in the foot going up against a Panther squad that you're 4.5-point favorites, right? Can you take care of business? To me, that will be, and if the offense can keep doing, like, take another step in the right direction, can Caleb keep going? Then after, we'll see the results after the game, but I feel like they're going to come into this game and handle business, especially at home. They just feel comfortable at home. They'll find ways to win at home, but you have to, as you go, got to be able to win on the road as well.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's fascinating, really, to kind of look at this team in terms of the way the schedule plays out. So this is another game where they should be doing pretty well. And they got the game in London against Jacksonville, and they've yet to win a game. And you know, nothing's promised in the league, as you mentioned, with some of the upsets we've seen on a weekly basis. But this is a good stretch of schedule to kind of build yourself. Now, you know, you can argue about whether they should have won at Indy or whatever, but I mean, they really need to take advantage of this particular portion the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, next 2 weeks are huge, Molly. But, I mean, who would have ever thought going into week four that we were going to be sitting here talking about a must win? And it's kind of crazy to think about. But You don't want to set yourself up being, you know, you'd rather be 2-2 going into week five. And so, yes, take advantage of this opportunity against the Panthers. Then the Jags overseas. I can't wait for this Commanders game, though. You know what I mean? Like, everything that you see.
Slow down, Jared.
But hold up. But listen, the other night I was in New Orleans shooting a show, Super Bowl show, and I'm watching Jaden Daniels throw like these dots. And so I was on the phone with one of my boys, Jason, and he was, I said, hey, man, I'm just going to tweet this out. I just want to see the reaction from Bears fans and just whatever. So I was like, man, Jaden Daniels is real. And if you guys could have seen he told me, don't do it, JP. Hey, I just wanted to see what people were going to say. And everybody jumping. We should have drafted Jaden Daniels. I told you, man. Like, I didn't respond to anybody. But let's just pump the brakes. Let's watch this thing grow. And I think that's the people's mindset and Bears fans' mindset if they were because of the moves that Ryan Poles made on the offensive side with the skill position players. It looked like win now. Let's win now. We got this defense. Let's win now. That would have been the case if that offensive line was addressed the way that it should have. Then I could have been like, all right, yeah, playoffs, let's go. As of right now, it's like pump the brakes. And I've been saying this, you guys know, pump the brakes. Let's just watch the growth of this team week by week. And we'll see, let the chips fall where they may. This the NFC North is just, it's good football, man. Watching the Lions last night, I'm like, dude, like, that's a football team. They will run the ball at you. They'll do these trick plays. They got all this stuff. They got something special going. And who would have ever thought the Minnesota Vikings would be where they're at right now with Sam Darnold? So you want to be battle tested. You're going to go through this division. It's good that you don't start play that into the back half of this season. But as of right now, the Bears can only take advantage of what's in front of them. And right in what's in front of them is a Panthers team that they should beat.
So let's talk about the punter for a moment. I wonder
got so excited, David Hall, from watching. Like, you thought going – Devin Hester said he was so good that people would go to a game to watch him. And normally during punts and kickoffs, they would get up to go to the bathroom. But he said that some people would go to the bathroom on themselves just because they wanted to watch him. That's how I feel about my boy TT.
I hope it doesn't get to that extreme, Jarrett. But I understand the sentiment.
That was the best sound bites that I got from Devin Hester. But that's how I feel about Torrey, man. Well,
can he be too good? Look, the first time, nobody's going to diminish what he meant to the Bears. He punted the first time. It was 4th-and-2 with the 44-yard line. The better he is, does it make the offense that more timid? Because are you not going for it on 4th-and-short? Because around the league, you look at the numbers, and I wonder how this is going to shape up. The Bears are going to be more reluctant to go for it on 4th-and-short than they will be if they didn't have a punter.
So the punter is a bad thing.
No, not
That's
a bad
what
thing.
What you implying.
I'm implying and I'm wondering. I'm getting him. If I can ask a question. Jesus. Guys, let me finish a sentence
here. Why don't you load up your question a little?
Jarrett, will the Bears be more conservative on 4th-down because they have a weapon as a punter?
Man, I would make me think a little bit more, David, but I mean, it's all about the game flow and you got to figure it out. But to have a weapon like that is, I mean, it's phenomenal because he can flip the field and it's crazy to watch and to like hear, I mean, watch him in college, but then you're like, okay, like, I remember people would always talk, but you rarely do people talk about kickers and punters. Like you never hear that. But to be a guy that comes out and does it, and now can he do it more consistently? Because all eyeballs are going to be on him. For me, it all depends on situation and what all the numbers, right? If I can figure out this is going to be good for my offense, I think that's what more offensive coordinators are going to go with, the analytics. But, man, if you got a punter like that, why not be able to use him to pin him down and to help your offense out a little bit more if your defense is that strong? So if he keeps doing what he's doing, yeah, it might spark a little bit more of a thought in what the offenses do moving forward.
If Dan Campbell had him last year, he'd have gone to the Super Bowl.
Boy, I'm telling you, I am. Can he play offensive line too? Do you think he can play guard? Maybe
he
no.
Can do anything.
Why don't you tweet that out? Ask a question.
Yeah,
Jared. Let's see the responses.
I bet you it goes viral. I bet you. #Bears.
#Bears.
You're the best, Jared. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jared.
Hey guys, see you later.
I can't believe you asked that question.
What's wrong with that question?
That question is the punter is too good, so he's ruined the
aggressiveness. No, it's not. That wasn't the question. But that's okay if you interpret it that way.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.